The message of the gospel is very simple. It's what Jesus preached. Listen to what he said in Mark 1, verse 14. After that John was put in prison, Jesus came into Galilee preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God, saying, "The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. You repent and believe the gospel." Now, that's pretty simple, isn't it? But it's so complex in its effect and its implementation into our lives. And Jesus' message was this: the time is now right for us. That is, he has come into the world. Jesus has come. The time is filled up. It's time to believe in Jesus. He's come to give us forgiveness of our sins. He's come to provide grace for us, for sinful humanity. And the kingdom of God is near. That is, it's right near all of us. King James Version says, "The kingdom of God is at hand." The word is near. It's very near. And then Jesus says, since the time is just right and the kingdom of God is near you, you should change your mind. That is, you should repent. That word, that Bible word, Greek word, is metanoia. It means to change your mind, to think differently, or afterwards to reconsider, to repent. You need to change the way you're going in your life. You were going your own way, following whatever your body told you to do or whatever your selfish motives told you to do. And now you change direction and say, "I want to go God's way. I want to go the way of Jesus." And you just change your mind about that. And then you believe the good news, the gospel. That's what the gospel means, good news. Believe the gospel. And what is the gospel? The gospel is this: if you believe in Jesus Christ with all of your heart, you will receive eternal life. If you believe in Jesus, your sins will be forgiven when you confess them to Jesus, and you will receive eternal life. And from that moment on, you walk in the kingdom of God with Jesus. It changes everything. We're born again in that moment as a new creature. Isn't that amazing? Time is just right, and the kingdom of God is near to you. You repent and believe the good news, and you will be saved. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for the gospel. What will we be without that? Left in our sins and our degradation, left with our selfish motives and our lustful thoughts and actions and deeds. But you, O Lord, have saved us. Hallelujah. That means praise the Lord, and I praise you with every fiber of my being. Help me to live today in that salvation, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.